Why would a country want to make us think UAPs are extraterrestrial? I just read about a former NASA official who thinks the UAPs we see in the sky could be advanced Chinese tech. I believe the only way this could happen is if China has developed the same spoofing technology we have, where we can create images in the sky which look real. But there is a problem with this. If that were the case, it seems to me there would be evidence of satellites doing this. We developed it for a certain use, as I understand it. That use is to put maybe even hundreds of planes into the sky, just using a couple to do it and fool the sensors of the enemy so they will not know what to shoot at. It was said the technology even gives the targets a heat signature. I have to say, I just don't believe this. There is another possibility which I am not saying is happening, just that it might be possible, and it is we are doing it that way for some unknown reason, perhaps to see if it is good enough to fool people. This doesn't explain the earlier sightings in the same way. Theories abound. Another states, the UAPs which are prominent in the skies are ours, while the ones which are extraterrestrial sort of lay low. Again, the question would come up, if that is true, what is the purpose behind it? Some believe this is all part of the attempt to form one world order. They think it is being worked up to an attack of some kind which might hasten the countries of the world to submit to one authority, which could be the United Nations or an agency which is similar, and after we would supposedly win, that agency would continue to rule the world. Sometimes things may not be entirely true, but contain some truth to them. There are those who believe what I said above is partially true, and what is really happening is to get the United States to form a Chinese-like communist government. That rumor is being heard more and more. On the other side of the coin are those who believe the UAPs really are extraterrestrial, and perhaps we have made some weak copies of them to try and advance our weapons and technology. Think about this. Is there any way our defense agencies could observe these UAPs and not want to copy them? Besides the dollar signs they see, they must be eating their collective hearts out trying to get that technology. Defense agencies are a necessary evil on this planet. If we didn't have one, we never would have lasted as a country. On the other hand, we have been warned never to let the military-industrial complex get out of hand. But unfortunately, it seems to have happened. This was just what former President Eisenhower warned about. In the past, the UAPs we saw seemed to be spacecraft. Now there are some who believe a few might also be capable of time travel. I have always pictured myself as a person with an open mind, but I just cannot accept time travel as a reality. I have given my reasons in the past, but I will mention some of them again. Before I do, however, I have to say I also can't subscribe to the idea everything in time is happening at once. If I believed that, I guess I would believe time travel is possible. At the most, I believe if we could travel into the past, we might see shadows of what once was. But I think we could not travel back. As for traveling to the future, I believe if we travel fast enough, time slows down for the traveler while it keeps going at the normal speed for everyone else, as Einstein said. This seems to have been proven when atomic clocks were sent into orbit and traveled around the Earth. As I said, however, there is no going back. There is more to the time travel and UAPs, however. A couple of times UAPs indicated they were also capable of time travel. The most important time was at the Rendlesham Forest incident in 1980, when the US Air Force was using a base in England. A UAP had landed in the woods and the military went out and saw a small UAP which had landed. One of the men touched it and immediately said he felt something. Later he began to write down page after page of zeros and ones. It turned out to be the binary language, and when interpreted, it supposedly was talking about coming from the future. It is rather puzzling how this airman could remember all those numbers on so many pages. I don't know what to think about this. One thing all this has caused is the idea of time travelers among us. I can't begin to tell anyone how many people have claimed to be time travelers. It has gotten to the point where it is disgusting. Another thing which has happened is the search through old photographs to find people using technology which shouldn't have existed yet. It has gotten to the absurd point where some were claiming Henry Fonda in the movie Fort Apache was riding in a stagecoach and holding a rectangular object in his hand, and these people claim it was a cell phone when we all know it was a book or diary of some kind. Can you imagine people really think an advanced object like a cell phone would appear in a 1948 movie? Just as absurd is even an older Charlie Chaplin film which shows a woman in the crowd holding something up to her ear. Right away some called it a cell phone. I would like to know what these people are on. There are also other cases just as foolish. While I don't believe in time travel, I can't eliminate the idea that Earths exist in other dimensions, and perhaps some are older than others, and perhaps they are sending probes here, and when we see an indication they are from the future, that is not our Earth but another one. I am not too happy with this theory, but it is more acceptable to me than the time travel one. There are probably far more reasons countries would try and make us think UAPs are from other worlds, and I would be interested in hearing some of them. If anyone would like to tell me about them, here is my email address, webmaster@truthfacts.net. I will try and answer them all.